From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. It now looks like Congress will not meet the midnight deadline to avoid a government shutdown, and the Office of Management and Budget reportedly is preparing for a short-term partial government shutdown. Frustrations grew as GOP Senator Rand Paul held up voting. He opposes the measure because it increases the federal deficit.
But really, who's to blame? Both parties. We have a 700-page bill that no one has read that was printed at midnight. No one will read this bill. Nothing will be reformed. The waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
Voting looks likely to occur early Friday morning, and the approval in the Senate seems assured, but the situation in the House remains more uncertain. The United Nations has granted approval for a high-level North Korean delegation to travel to South Korea for the Olympics, granting an exception on sanctions against the repressive regime. The exception directly affects Cho Hui, a senior leader in the North Korean Workers' Party who has been on the UN sanctions blacklist since June 2, 2017, and is subject to a travel ban and asset freeze. South Korea's UN mission told the Security Council Committee the 22-member delegation was expected to attend the opening ceremonies Friday and stay until Sunday. The delegation includes the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who was blacklisted by the U.S. Treasury Department. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters have captured two fugitive British IS Islamic State converts, part of a group of four terrorists known for torturing and beheading Westerners, U.S. officials say. The officials identified the two as Alexander Koti and El-Shafi El-Sheikh. Koti, quote, likely engaged in the group's executions and exceptionally cruel torture methods, including electric shock and waterboarding, the State Department has said. The men were wanted as part of a group of four Islamic State terrorists dubbed the Beatles because of their British accents. Vice President Mike Pence is in Japan Thursday and will act, quote, with vigilance and resolve in the face of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threats. Doug Bernard explains.
Pence spoke to some of the 54,000 personnel at Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo after touring the facility and being briefed on the capabilities of the base if, quote, diplomacy fails. The vice president has said he will make sure North Korea's atrocities are not forgotten as Pyongyang attempts to offer up an image of cooperation by participating in the Olympic Games. Pence also highlighted his earlier announcement that the U.S. would continue to intensify what he called a, quote, maximum pressure campaign and keep it in place until North Korea abandons its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
South Sudan has officially declared an end to the country's cholera epidemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Aid agencies say enhanced surveillance alerted them to affected areas where rapid response teams were deployed to investigate and ferret out new cases. They say efforts made to provide clean water, promote good hygiene practices, and treat cholera patients were instrumental in containing the disease. A series of national vaccination campaigns last year was also critical in ending the outbreak. Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, provided more than 2.2 million doses of oral cholera vaccine. Aid agencies say cholera could reappear as early as April when the rainy season begins. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The stocks plunged again Thursday on the U.S. Stock Exchange. They were down more than 1,000 points. It closed at 1,032. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.